Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, assistant dentists Peabody and Edwards have abandoned the idea of wearing painter's coats for doctor's jackets after Ulysses S. Quincy tried to hire them to paint his barn. However, they're still in the dental business, and as we look in on the little community today, we find them going over Dr. Snide's office records.
Well, Lum, I don't think we ought to be going through Dr. Snide's records this away.
Oh, it's all right, Abner. I told him I'd help him with the business end of his dentist work. He admitted to me he weren't much of a businessman. He's more the professional type.
He is, huh?
Yeah. He knows all about teeth and gums and stuff like that, but he ain't got much of a head for figures, I'm afraid.
Well, he can recollect to the exact half an inch how far he done the standing broad jump when he was in high school.
Oh, yeah. But that's about the only figures he can recollect, I think.
He knows that one good.
Yeah, I was noticing some of his figures here that he even gets the decimal points in the wrong place sometimes. But them just little details that I can straighten up. That's where my executive ability comes in handy.
Oh.
And let's see here now.
Lum.
Yeah?
Do you think Dr. Snide is a very good dentist?
Good dentist?
Yeah, I mean, do you think he actually knows much about it?
Why, of course he does. You've heard some of them big words he gets off now and then.
Yeah.
You can't be an ignoramus and use words like them.
No, but I've just been thinking over long. You recollect at the Golden Era Discussion Club the other night, every time we'd asked him a question, why, he'd have to call Sister Simpson on the phone, have her look up the answer for him in one of his dentist books.
Well, natural. All doctors and dentists have to look up stuff in books.
They do, huh?
Lawyers, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what they always have all them books sitting around their offices for.
Yeah, but he never even knowed one tooth from another, Lum.
Well, them are hard things to recollect. All the foreign names the teeth got and all. I have a hard time recollecting them myself, smart as I am.
Well, when he was in here this morning, I asked him the name of these two teeth right here, them. Hmm. And he said they was my front teeth.
Well, that's right. They're your front teeth, ain't they?
Yeah, but at the meeting the other night, he said they were called scissors.
Scissors?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit, ignorance.
Huh?
You got that wrong. It's incisors.
Oh.
There's incisors, the molars, the bicuspids, and the quinines. Well, that's all I can recollect. Now, I don't think we need to worry none about Dr. Snide's abilities.
Yeah, well, now, here's another thing, Lum. I asked him some more questions about teeth, and instead of answering, why, he just told me over and over again how he won second place in a standing broad jump when he was a young, and that's all he'd say.
Yeah, I admit he does tell that pretty often. But that's natural, too.
You mean all dentists does a standing broad jump?
No, I mean they all have a hobby of some kind. You take the generality of professional men, they have hobbies.
They do, huh?
Oh, yeah. Fact is, I'm thinking about taking up a few hobbies myself. Like collecting old belt buckles or something like that.
Belt buckles?
I might even get on Hobby Lobby, I don't know.
Well, Mom, I hate to say this, but you know, I just got sort of a feeling that we ought to get shut of Dr. Snide.
Get shut of?
Yes, sir, just get him out of town.
Ridiculous. He's just getting started to build up a nice practice. He's busy day and night.
Yeah, I know that.
And Pine Ridge needs a dentist, too. Why, he's as important to a community as any other feller in it.
Yeah, a good one he is.
The fact is, folks ought to see their dentist more often than they do.
Ahead, huh?
Yeah, if they'd go to him regular instead of waiting for a toothache, they'd never get half of them aches in their head. And they'd save themselves a lot of money in the long run, too.
Well, I guess you're right about that, Mom.
Do you know where Dr. Snide is right now?
No, he ain't in his office. I know that.
He's over at the schoolhouse examining the scholar's teeth. That's where he's at.
Well, he was doing that yesterday. Come to think of it, he's been doing that might not every day this week.
Well, naturally, he can't examine all of their teeth in one day. I don't think. And he's doing a good job of it, too.
He is, huh?
Yeah, oh, he's awful conscious about his work.
Man, I just hope he ain't ruining the youngin's teeth. That's all I hope.
Well, you don't need to worry none about him. Leastways, not about his dentistry work. Of course, just tricks me and you, Abner, I am a little worried about the finance end of this thing.
Financing?
Yeah. There's something kind of cutie about this.
Huh?
You know how much business he's been doing?
Oh, he's on the go all the time, yeah.
Despite all that, he ain't hardly made no money at all.
He ain't?
Fact is, he's been borrowing from me. 25 cents here and 35 cents there and a dime and a nickel.
Well, law me, he's been borrowing from me too long.
He has, huh?
Why, sure, I can't keep no change in my pocket.
I feared maybe he's doing that. And I know when he works down here late at night, he eats stuff out of the store here.
He does?
Yes, sir. Found some empty cracker boxes back there in his office. And I think he's cooked himself several cans of soup back there on that old stove, too.
You mean he's been stealing out of the store here?
No, he ain't stole them.
Huh?
He always leaves an IOU for whatever he takes in the cash drawer.
Huh?
He writes it down on a little slip of paper and puts it in there. And he puts in the right number of ration coupons. That shows he's honest right there, leaving them coupons.
Yeah, maybe he's honest, but are we ever going to get our money back? That's what I want to know.
Oh, sure, we'll get it back. Just look at these cards in his files here. Every one of them cards represents a patient.
They do, huh?
Every patient's good for at least $3.
Huh?
Oh, he's got plenty of money coming to him. He just needs a good business executive like me to get it for him, that's all.
Well, let's start getting it to him.
That's what I'm aiming on doing. That's why I told him I'd start taking care of the finances for him.
No, because that's the smartest one thing you ever done. Well, what do we do first? Let's get started.
Well, what we'll do is just send out some bills, collect some for him.
Ah.
We'll go through these cards here and get the names of the patients and how much they owe and send them a bill.
Aye, Doggies, now you're talking. Yes, sir, that's the thing to do.
I'll read them off and you write them down.
Yeah, wait just a minute. Let me get one of these grocery pads over here to put them on.
He's got a batch of cards here. Granny, it's going to be a job.
Yeah, this ought to be all right. Here, I'll just write on this line. Start reading them off.
All right, let's see. We'll have to cut our name off the top there. It says jot them down so we can change it to Dr. Snide.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean on the bills?
Yeah, get a piece of keel directly and change that.
Yeah. Watch that.
Hey, he's got them in alphabetical order here, I believe.
That's a shame.
Abernathy, Ms. Allen. Measured mouth for set of plates, but none needed at present. Call back in 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, I reckon he's building up future business that way. Smart to do that, too.
Yeah, but that don't bring in no money right now, though, does it? We can't wait no 10 years to get paid back loan.
No, he's got no charge wrote down here.
Huh?
And at the bottom it says, possibility of free meal here.
Long as he must be hungry if he's willing to eat over at the Widder's place. All them wild youngins running around the house, hooping and hollering all over the place there.
Yeah, he's just building up goodwill, I think. You see, the next one is case number 41, Adams. Gilroy Adams.
Oh, we can get money from him, yeah.
No dental work needed, but good cribbage player. Check with him Friday night.
No charge, huh?
No charge. Case number 13, Barton. Ms. Myrtle.
Oh.
Measured for set of plates, but not interested. No charge.
More goodwill, I reckon.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Case number 29, Bates, Ms. Emma.
Oh, they're good for it. They're good.
Measured for a set of plates, but none wanted. Sold her brother-in-law one package of dental floss, 10 cents.
Well, leastways, we can send him a bill for 10 cents. That's the first one we've got so far.
Wait a minute. He's got that mark paid. Case number 36, Foster, Tom. Not in. But understand he has interesting tattoo work on chest. Must check on that.
No charge, huh?
No charge. Case number 36A, Foster, Tom. Made contact with Foster and made appointment to see his tattooings next Monday.
I dog his lum so far he ain't did a single bit of actual dental work that I can see, according to them cards there anyway.
And you got to recollect he's just been here a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You got to get acquainted before he can do any actual work.
Well, he'll never do any just sitting around looking at that bolt that Tom Forster's got tattooed on his chest. I can tell you that right now.
Well, now, wait a minute. What about all them teeth examining he's doing for the young'uns over at the school?
Well, yeah, I reckon he's doing that all right.
Yeah, even if he ain't done nothing for the grown-up adults, what he's doing for the scholars is enough reason for him being here.
Maybe so. I don't know. Go on, read them out.
Case number 20, Goshen, Ms. Emmett. Measured for set of plates, but none needed now. Straightened handle of Ms. Goshen's toothbrush in exchange for apple strudel. Note. Bakes every Tuesday.
And that's wonderful business he's doing. That's fine, yeah.
Case number 11, Skimp, Squire, M.K. No dental work given, but was talked into filling out application for insurance policy and taking out option on piece of property. Note, stay away from this party.
We'll have to pay for that insurance policy ourselves, too. You
no, we won't. Case number 32.
Now, wait a minute. I believe that's all ring. You want me to get it?
No, I'll get it. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Assistant Dr. Edwards talking. Oh, hello, Professor. Say, how's Dr. Snide coming along with the teeth examining over there? What do you mean we got to do something about it?
The teeth where they meet and he takes the food.
Oh. I see. Well, send him back here. I'll speak to him. Yeah, well, don't worry. Yeah, I will. All right, Professor. Goodbye.
What happened, Long?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what was it?
Well, nothing important.
Don't Professor Sloan like the way Dr. Snyder's doing the examining?
Well, he ain't exactly started the teeth examining yet.
He ain't started?
No.
Well, what's he been doing over there every day this week, then?
Well, according to the professor, he lines the scholars up and then watches them out on the playground.
Yeah.
And then he spends the whole morning trying to outjump all of them in the standing broad jump.